We've had a couple of big concerts roll through town lately. We had the big event up in Canton, the Party of the Century, celebrating Jerry going into the Hall of Fame, and present at all of those as the head usher is our old buddy, Jesse the Octogenarian, and he joins us now on the ticket hotline. Good morning, Jesse. Can you hear us okay?
Barely hear you.
Yeah, you hear us okay. It's Craig and George from the ticket. We just wanted to talk to you about all these big events you've been a part of.
About a couple weeks ago. Thank you.
Turn up your hearing aid a little bit.
Okay. I talk now.
Yeah, can you hear us okay?
There you go. I'm hearing you.
All right. Well, you, Jesse, you've been a part of some really big events lately.
We've had quite a spell here at the American Airlines Center with a lot of musical acts coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
Had that guy who used to be in the Eagles, Don Henry.
Henley?
Don Henley?
Yeah, he played here, and he was a real gentleman.
Huh.
I like him. I enjoy his music, and he sang this song, Heart of the Matter. You heard that?
Yeah,
song?
It's a great song.
Oh, I love that song. I took my shirt off, waving it around my head,
you're not
pulling
supposed
down my pants.
You're not supposed to do that when you're on duty there, are you?
Well, no, I wasn't. And I said, so that's why I had to put them back on for the next song.
Yeah.
Which was, it was that song he had, End of the Innocence. That bores me to death, so I put my clothes back on.
What's wrong with that song? That's fine.
But he had a lot of special guests there for his birthday party. He brought in a Stevie Nicks impersonator.
No, I think that was Stevie Nicks.
No, it wasn't Stevie Nicks. It wasn't that good of an impersonator. She's about 40 years too old and weighed more than a Chevy truck.
Hey, come on. That was Stevie Nicks.
It was?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Well, I should have suspected it was a real one because I went backstage after she performed and caught her committing some witchcraft.
Witchcraft?
Yeah, she was chanting in the middle of some candles and begging the Lord or whatever they worship to give the Cowboys another great season.
What does she care about the Cowboys?
I guess she's a big Cowboy fan, so am I, so I figured I better help her out, so I made love to her as a tribute to the horned god.
Oh, man.
It's interesting.
Jesse.
Yeah, so hopefully she'll have my child now.
Oh.
And Joe Walsh was there. Why does he talk so stroked out now? What happened to him?
He's lived a hard life, I think.
Yeah. And Hall & Oates, they played here a couple weeks ago, too.
That's right.
You remember them? They sang the Man-Eater song.
Yeah.
I thought it was so nice that Daryl Hall let John Oates get up on stage with him for a couple songs.
Well, they're a group. They're a duo.
Well, he was only on for a couple songs. The rest of the time, he was taking tickets and manning the concession booths doing stuff like
either.
That, trying to help Daryl out. Daryl has that show on the Internet. I forget what it's called, but
Live at Daryl's. Live at Daryl's house.
No, that's not it. It's a show where he has people that come over to his house and they play songs. And
yeah, Live at Daryl's house. Live at Daryl's house. I watch it all the time.
No, I don't think that's... Anyway, I come up with his name a little bit later. But,
okay.
But anyway, I'll think of it here in a bit. But then they also had Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
She did a performance there, too.
Yeah, she was with Lionel Richie, I think.
You worked that show, too, huh?
She really has gone downhill. She is not what I remember. Her voice don't sound as good as it used to.
Well, right. People change.
And I think she put on a little weight there, too.
Would you? Golly, Jesse.
Dragging quite a wagon now. But I tell you, she did something I had never seen in the history of the American Airlines Center. I've seen a lot.
What's that?
She took a dump backstage that cleared out about half a road crew.
Jesse, this is
so inappropriate.
We don't need to talk about that.
Huge,
we don't need
and horrible. And it took me about better part of 3 hours to bust up.
We don't need to know that.
You're not supposed to talk about things like that, and I doubt she did that.
Well. And I just having good memories of that. There.
3 hours to break
good
it
memories.
Up.
That's...
Yeah, had to upturn a broom and take the handle, bust up, and flush down.
But
also, I had to travel, do a little ushering, and got a gig out of town, paid well. Jerry hired me to come out to his Hall of Fame party.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're part of the security team there.
I was the head of security there and had a horrible incident. When Zeke took a swing at me.
Now, why would he do that? You're in your 80s.
Well, I don't, because I was, you know, I was the DJ there at the party, too.
You were?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was wanting me to play all this, I don't know what it was, sounded like drug-taking music to me. And I say, Zeke, you know, I mean, maybe I'll get to that, but I got... You know, 4 albums of Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey to get through here. And he took offense to that, and he took a swing at me, and right then and there, my instincts took over.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I was transported back to the French Alps when I was fighting the Krauts.
Oh, gosh.
So my hand-to-hand combat kicks in. I give Zeke a roundhouse kick to the jaw. Take his fingers and bend them back, breaking all five. Five of them now.
Wow.
And I was about a second or two away from tearing out his heart to show it to him before he passed out.
Gosh.
And that's when Roosevelt steps in, and I snapped out of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, were you saved Zeke's life, it sounds like.
It saved his life, yeah. And, you know, I just said, thank goodness Roosevelt was there. We wouldn't have a running back this year. But, you know, I always respond to commands from Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Fighting conditions.
Right, just like it was back in.
Just like it was back in. I'm not sure they're related.
No, I don't think so.
You're old.
Look a lot different. I'm not sure Jerry's Roosevelt is the same as FDR.
Your old commander in chief.
My old commander in chief, yeah. You know, but this Roosevelt, I don't think is related because of, well, the obvious.
What's that?
Because he can walk.
You know? No,
I don't think that has anything.
We're going to let you go. You've
doesn't
got
have anything to do with it.
All right. Well, y'all look for the. The new line of Mariah Carey dump shirts that I'm coming out with.
Don't do that.
Good ball.
See ya. That's Jesse the Usher.